Israel has evacuated approximately 800 volunteer white helmet rescuers and their families from Syria and taken them to Jordan in a Saturday night convoy of buses accompanied by Israeli police and United Nations vehicles. Robert Berger reports for VOA News from Jerusalem.
Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The evacuees entered Israeli-controlled territory on the Golan Heights. Hanegbi told Israel Radio that from there they were taken to neighboring Jordan. Describing the white helmets as good people, he said they will be resettled in Western countries. Those include Britain, Germany, and Canada, but notably absent from the list is the U.S.
VOA's Robert Berger reporting. General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a man of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. U.S. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore last month. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum.
Right now, North Korea is illegally smuggling petroleum products into the country at a level that far exceeds the quotas established by the United Nations. These illegal ship-to-ship transfers are the most prominent means by which this is happening.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.S. to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang in an effort to cut off their revenue. This is VOA News. Israel said Sunday it will reopen Kerem Shalom, Gaza's only commercial crossing, if the border remains calm for 2 days. Saturday was the calmest day, the defense minister said, since March 30th. That's the day when Palestinians began mounting weeks of demonstrations along the border. Police in northwest Pakistan say a suicide bomber's blast has wounded an election candidate and killed his driver. Officials say the driver and three other people were injured in the explosion Sunday. The election is Wednesday. Afghanistan hosted a new round of ongoing wide-ranging discussions with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build mutual confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The Kabul meeting took place under a framework agreement of bilateral engagement called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. The process seeks enhanced military cooperation, intelligence sharing to jointly fight regional terrorism and promote Afghan peace and reconciliation efforts. Scientists in Australia say that they have developed the world's first blood test to detect melanoma in its early stages. It's hoped that the technique will save hundreds of lives each year by identifying cancer cells before they spread. Australia and New Zealand have the highest rates of skin cancer in the world. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Currently, skin examinations and biopsies are the most effective ways to detect melanoma. A blood test developed by university researchers in Western Australia could pick up the cancer much sooner, increasing a patient's chances of survival. The test recognises autoantibodies that are part of the body's natural defences against cancer. In a trial involving about 200 people, the technique detected the early stages of skin cancer in more than 80% of cases.
Phil Mercer reporting for VOA News in Sydney. Britain's new Brexit chief has suggested the UK may not pay its $51 billion bill to exit the European Union if no trade agreement with the EU is reached. Dominic Raab replaced David Davis, who resigned 2 weeks ago, to protest what he called Prime Minister Theresa May's soft Brexit plan. Raab spoke on BBC's Andrew Marr show.
We are obviously aiming to get the very best deal we can on trade, security and all of those other areas. We've made really good progress this week. And as you know, I've been out to see Michel Barnier and I'll go out again next week. So those negotiations are going and that's what we're planning for. But I think any responsible government would have to make sure you've got the planning and the preparations in place in the event of the negotiations not reaching a positive outcome, and that's what we're doing.
Britain and the EU remain far apart in terms of a new trade setup. May's Conservative Party is also deeply split. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.